1989, First Mid Bank, Dogtown Heating and Air, and Farmers Insurance Dennis Starkey. Get the podcast on demand at ESPNCU.com.
For only for new card members. Limited.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
What did Mike Pompeo find out about the presumed murdered journalist in Saudi Arabia and Turkey? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump will find out this morning, meeting with his Secretary of State.
I want to find out what happened, where is the fault, and we will probably know that by the end of the week.
Now, the Washington Post has published the journalist's last column. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring it all live from London.
Dave, Jamal Khashoggi writes, Arab governments have been given free rein to continue silencing the media. He describes a muted international response to ongoing abuses of journalists in the Middle East. 2 weeks and 2 days after Khashoggi was last seen entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, a Turkish newspaper pointing the finger at the Saudi crown prince, claiming a man spotted entering the consulate hours before Khashoggi vanished had traveled with the prince when he visited the United States this year. Saudi Arabia denies involvement in the disappearance. Dave?
Simon, President Trump wants Mexico's help, asking that country in a tweet to stop what he calls a Democratic Party-led onslaught, a caravan of thousands of Central American migrants headed here. The president wrote, if Mexico is unable, he'll call up the U.S. military to, in all caps, close our southern border. Two accused leakers busted. One's a former FBI agent who'll be sentenced today for giving classified documents to a reporter. The other's a top Treasury Department official.
Criminally charged with leaking confidential documents about Paul Manafort and others under scrutiny in the special counsel's probe to a reporter at BuzzFeed. When Natalie Edwards was arrested, prosecutors say she was holding a flash drive which contained the very documents that she was accused of leaking.
That's Fox's Kristen Fisher. President Trump's approval rating has ticked up in a new Fox News poll at 47% now. However, more likely voters say they plan to go Democrat, 49 to 42% Republican in the upcoming elections. This is Fox News.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Just what they don't need in flooded areas of Central Texas. More rain forecast today. Some areas could get several inches.
Wednesday, a woman's body was found at a low water crossing in Llano, and Tuesday, a body was found in Lake LBJ. Dramatic video had shown raging floodwaters flowing from the Lake LBJ Dam into Lake Marble Falls. Llano County Judge Mary Cunningham says the Llano River Bridge was also destroyed, and that's a major inconvenience.
You know, the people that live just right across there are now going to spend an hour on the highway to come over to a place they can see from their back door.
More rain is expected throughout the week, and officials are warning people to stay out of evacuated areas for now. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Still no sign of a Wisconsin girl missing since her parents were found shot Monday.
An army of local, state, and federal investigators are working round the clock in Barron County looking for 13-year-old Jamie Kloss, who's believed to have been abducted after her parents were murdered early Monday in the family's home.
Her parents died from gunshot wounds. There was no gun found on the scene.
Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald, over 400 tips have come in.
Is it a random attack or is it a target attack? I don't know that answer. That is why those leads are so important.
Jamie Kloss is 5 feet, 100 pounds, and strawberry blonde hair. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
On Wall Street, there could be more selling. Futures are falling the day after the Dow's 91-point drop. Drama and controversy in the baseball playoffs. First drama, two outs in the bottom of the ninth. The Astros rallying, bases loaded. A diving catch gets the third out, preserving the Red Sox win. And now the controversy.
That's at the track. He leaps, and it is out. It's off a fan.
Fan interference negated a two-run Houston homer. Boston won the game by 2-8-6 on TBS to go up 3-1 in the American League Championship Series. L.A. beat Milwaukee to go up 3-2 in the NLCS. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Hey, good Thursday morning. Our ESPN and local news with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional with a two-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, it's Classic Plumbing Inc. .com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign Police Department continues to ask for the public's help in the homicide investigation of 35-year-old Arnold F. Hopkins of Champaign. On October 14th at about 1:30 in the morning, Hopkins was found in a private home in the 2600 block of Lawndale Drive with a fatal gunshot wound. Police are now urging anyone who drove, walked, or biked through Westfield and or Lawndale Drive between 1 and 1:30 in the morning of the shooting October 14th to contact police. Powerball says no tickets matched all of the numbers in last night's drawing. The jackpot was $378 million. The winning numbers were 3, 57, 64, 68, and 69, and the Powerball is 15. The next drawing is Saturday night. The Mega Millions grand prize is up to $900 million. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day weather forecast brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. They turn your feelings into flowers. Two locations, Village of the Crossing in Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, call 367-ROSE or BlossomBasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie J. Up to 60 today, down to 38 this evening. Plenty of sunshine. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high 58, low 44. 59 on Saturday with windy conditions, down to around 29 in the evening. On Sunday, back into sunshine, high only 51. Typically around this time of year, we get up to 64. We're currently at 32. There's frost everywhere. It's kind of pretty. ESPN 93.5.
Well, it is October 18. I think it's Mike Ditka's birthday, isn't
it? Yeah, I think that's right.
I think the old coach is 79.
Nice.
I'll be doggone. 79. I think we met him back when he was 59. I think Johnny knew him in New Orleans when he was the coach of the Saints.
Uh-huh.
That'd be about 20 years ago.
Yep.
Time flies, my friends. Time flies. Well, good to have you listening. It's 7:08. It is Thursday morning. Baseball playoffs continuing. The Boston Red Sox are going to the World Series. That's a lock. There's no way Milwaukee. There's no way Houston can beat them three in a row. Boston's obviously really good. They won 108 games, and they win last night 8-6. And they're leading 3-1, another game in Houston, then two more in Boston. Sorry. It's the Red Sox against somebody. Dodgers take a 3-2 lead over Milwaukee. By the way, in that Boston game.
You're right. Is it going to be a Bartman series?
Well, you know, that's where my brain went. If this had been 2003, right, would the ball have been interference and the batter's out? Because that's what happened last night. I mean, and again, Mookie Betts has a vertical of 40 inches. I mean, he was way up there. His waist was at the top of the wall. It looked like he was going to catch a home run ball from Altuve. And they said the fans kind of interfered, and they did. And they called the home run out. It was a home run over the board. It went off the glove of Mookie Betts, but they said if the fans, and they were looking up trying to catch a ball. I don't think they reached in the field of play. It just came to them, and Betts was so athletic, he jumped to go grab it. So if you're going for a foul ball, and Anthony Rizzo is leaning over in the stands, looks like he's going to catch it, and you knock it away, the batter's out, the way I read it. But they say the fans have to move in the field of play. I didn't think the fans did that. Anyway, Houston lost a two-run homer in the first inning.
They reviewed it for like 3 minutes or so, didn't they?
Yeah, Joe West was the man on the call, and he's been in the league 30 years, 40 years. So it was very unusual. Don't ever remember seeing it. Then I flash back to the early Cubs, 2000, I think, three, when Bartman got all that blame. When was it? Moises Alou jumped up, tried to catch the ball. Bartman had his headsets on, listening to radio, trying to catch a foul ball. And I don't think Bartman reached in the field to play, did he? So had there been replay back then with whoever was pitching for the Cubs and Alou trying to catch the ball, poor Bartman took all that ridiculous blame for all those years. So, yeah, it was an unusual thing. But the Dodgers take a 3-2 game lead on Milwaukee. Goes back to Milwaukee. Brewers have to win two. That's very possible. But, yeah, playoffs continue minus the Cardinals and the Cubs, so not quite as interested, but still enjoy the intense excitement that is the baseball playoffs. I mean, the energy level, the fans are into it. Normally, you know, during the summer, as you know, you go to a ball game and half of it's like a picnic because you're kind of looking around. It's kind of a social event. All right.
Ms. Rately is with us.
Secretary, Kansas GOP is Elena Rately. Is it Elena or Alana Rately?
Alana
Rately, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'll make sure I say your name properly. Okay. Is your guy going to win governor, by the way, in your great state?
You know, I think we are. I think it's definitely going to be close, but I think he's going to pull it off.
Okay.
We have, you know, I just can't imagine. The left candidate is so far left. I think it was probably not a great idea to put her in there because an independent came into the race, and I think that's going to take votes from her, but it's going to be in favor of us.
You know, I am really confused because I don't think my country is this far left, but I do think the millennials like socialism because I don't think they understand what it is. Are you feeling that?
Right. I do, and what I can't understand is that since we are in power, why aren't we changing the education so kids are educated on what's truly going on, right? So truly, we have an education system that's indoctrinating them at a young age to think that this is okay. And it gets worse in college. So if I was in control of what the criteria and content of their education system is, I would be making sure that they were learning proper American history, economics, finance, all that kind of
stuff. Yeah. Okay, Saudi Arabia, $100 million pledge arrives in America, accounts as Pompeo lands in Riyadh. What to do with this whole situation? It looks like the Washington Post columnist, journalist, was brutally murdered. We're not sure who was responsible. What's your read on this, Alana?
You know, I think I understand why Trump is not responding aggressively, calling this to be called into question, you know, immediately severing their relationship. I mean, these are what people are calling for. And I understand that Trump is taking a slower approach to it. And I think what we're doing may not be popular, but I think it's not necessarily a bad idea. You know, Pompeo went over there, had a meeting with them immediately, and is giving them a few days to do the correct type of investigation. I think this is definitely necessary. You need to do the right investigation, take the time to do it. And I don't think that's too much to ask the American people. I don't know, short of giving into the reactive replies, I don't see this as a bad thing. So I think we all see that it's proven that there is something really crazy going on. And so once that's proven, I think that's when we take the action.
Yeah, but you're going to get a denial from the kingdom. They'll just want it, you know, somebody's going to take the fall for this. And maybe the whole 16 of them or however many were reportedly headed to Turkey on this whole thing. I mean, again, it's a tough one because obviously we can't stand by if we know they truly did this and we have proof of it. But then again, if you want to start talking about working with bad actors, I mean, you want to talk about China and what they do to some of their people, and what about North Korea and what they do to some of their people? And then you say, well, why would you talk to North Korea? Well, if there's no missiles going over Japan, that's good. So, I mean, how do you balance our values, our morals, our foundations versus terrible people in the world that you kind of need to work with anyway?
You're exactly right. And I think, before we do anything drastic with Saudi Arabia. I mean, let's point out what Russia does to their people. I mean, there's so many countries we are forced to work with. And if we want to have anything against Iran, you know, and have any of that trouble stopping, we have to choose a lesser of our evils. And I don't know what the right answer is with Saudi Arabia, but I think there can be some, you know, action taken without being so drastic that we sever the relationship. Because we do need that relationship.
Okay, Alana, we'll see what happens. I don't feel a blue wave. How do the people in Kansas feel? A blue wave or no blue wave?
Well, of course, we don't feel it's going to be a blue wave. You know, we're pretty confident on our side, but, you know, cautiously optimistic. You know, we do have where I live in Johnson County on the east side of the state, I think we definitely have more moderate people. And then on the left side of the state, we have more conservative people. So really, it just gets out into voter turnout, kind of where it is everywhere.
Yeah.
These voters come out to vote.
Yeah, we need to be talking to the 18 to 44s, though, about socialism. We need to explain to them that they need to do a little book report on socialism and what that all means and how it has worked in our history. I just don't think they understand it. I really don't, because there's no way you'd endorse socialism if you studied anything about it. It's a bad system that has failed over and over. Alana Radley, thank you for your time. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too. Kansas GOP, Secretary of the Kansas GOP, Alana Radley, ESPN 93.5. We jump to our morning sports headlines. What do you think? Text in 359-2255. Always love to hear from you. 359-2255 is our text. Diane Ducey with our
Kershaw
sports.
Looked really good. Struck out 9. L.A. Dodgers on top 5-2 yesterday over Milwaukee. So the series is Dodgers 3.
Milwaukee 2.
Brewers 2.
Back to Milwaukee for 2 beginning tomorrow. And I think Milwaukee still has a very good chance. Boston, it's over. It is over, over. You won 2 in a row in Houston. Boston's really good, but they dominated the American League, which I think is a better league anyway. So it's going to be tough to beat Boston.
I know that we talked about Manny Machado's kicking move. It turns out Jesus Aguilar, and he ended up being fined for that. So that was an illegal
play.
Who
was fined? Who was
Manny?
Manny for kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Eduardo Suarez, of commentator, or was it Eduardo Perez? Anyway, a commentator for ESPN, I thought had a pretty good look at it. He said, yes, it was intentional. But he's also sending a message to this guy, you can't stay on the base.
Right.
Is he a dirty player like Christian Yelich claimed?
Yeah, there's
claimed?
All these players saying
I mean,
just a dirty player.
We'll see. Does that hurt his free agency? Nah. It's too good.
It
he's
doesn't
too good
mention,
to play.
It's just this undisclosed amount of money, so.
Yeah, it's not going to bother him.
Right.
The guy's going to make a ridiculous amount of money in free agency over the next 4 months, so.
And that Jose Altuve shot is being looked at over and over again as we see, did the fan interfere or not with the Boston Red Sox beating the Astros 8-6? That could have been the game.
He interfered.
Okay.
The question is, did he reach over into the field to play? I don't think he did. It came to them, and these are, you know, older guys. These are guys in their 60s, and it's just that Betts jumped out of the roof. I mean, he was crazy athletic. Mookie Betts jumped up. I didn't see it as fan. It interfered with Mookie catching it. I think he might have caught it, but it wasn't anything wrong. The fans are trying to catch a home run ball. It's just Betts went nuts and jumped out of the moon. What?
NFL action tonight. Denver is at Arizona. Of course, our Illini, 11 a.m. kick against number 23, Wisconsin, up in Madison on Saturday. On to hockey. Montreal over St. Louis, 3-2 yesterday. The Blackhawks are in Arizona to take on the Coyotes at 7 o'clock tonight. On to the NBA. Pacers beat Memphis 111-83 with Tim Sinclair on the call.
Is he there now?
I don't know.
Tim Sinclair is going to be the new voice of the Indiana Pacers in Indianapolis.
That's right.
Yeah, so he's a, you know.
I saw on social media some pictures of him
and
a big.
He's an NBA PA announcer. NBA PA announcer now.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
The Bulls are at Philadelphia 76ers tonight.
All right, Watts Copy Systems. We got a nice new printer we really like. Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years. WattsCopy.com.
Up to 60 today with plenty of sunshine. Really nice outside. And so go out and enjoy. More clouds in the forecast for tomorrow. We're expecting a high near 60. Actually, it's up to 64 tomorrow, down to 46, more normal. 66 the high on Saturday, sunny and breezy, down to around 29 in the evening, and 58 the high on Sunday with sunshine. We're currently at 32. ESPN 93.5.
Your Fox Business Report brought to you by Starla Carr at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Thursday morning, October 18, ESPN 93.5. We check your Fox Business Minute at 7:20 in Champaign-Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network, now that marijuana is legal in Canada, Aurora Cannabis, the Canadian weed company, is going public on the New York Stock Exchange on Tuesday, October 23rd. It'll trade under the ticker symbol ACB. The stock declined more than 3% in Toronto trading yesterday. Aluminum maker Alcoa says its business has been helped by the tariff on imports. Alcoa has also been selling more of the aluminum oxide needed to make aluminum. It reported a loss for the summer quarter, but that's because of expenses related to its pension system. Amazon is being sued by eBay. The lawsuit claims dozens of Amazon sales reps went on the eBay internal messaging system and recruited important eBay sellers, convincing them to switch to Amazon. The Dow dropped 91 yesterday. NASDAQ lost 2, S&P down a fraction. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Yeah, 2 weeks from Tuesday. That's our election day.
And November 6th.
Isn't Champaign County Clerk, could you look that up? I think, isn't early voting?
It's underway.
Underway.
Sure.
Okay, so I can go to an early voting.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's not election day, it's election season.
It's true.
Okay, should marijuana be legal? It is in Canada. It is in the state of Washington. It is in the state of Colorado. Should we just do this thing?
I mean, it is a moneymaker. Maybe that'd save Illinois from some of this massive debt we've got.
And is it much different than alcohol? Is it a gateway? John Dibin's going to join us here in a few minutes. He's an addiction expert. You might, if you like marijuana, you might not like his answer. I don't think he's for this.
Really?
I don't think so. I mean, haven't we talked to him before about it?
But it was okay. Maybe it was the comparison of a cigarette to joint.
I think if you are smoking a joint, you can't drive, right? So you've got that. You can't smoke and drive. You can't smoke a joint and drive because that impairs you. And how do you gauge that in a breathalyzer? Do we have a gauge for stuff like that? Maybe Colorado and the state of Washington do because we don't hear. But I presume you can't because it influences your reaction time and all these other important things. Anyway, we'll talk about it coming up in just a moment.
Sounds good.
Thursdays of this fall through November 8th, they're doing Live in the Lounge at Houlihan's.
Yeah.
I ate there with Jeffrey Breslow. I bought his lunch. Good move because he now has offered to buy me dinner in Chicago.
Excellent.
I'm going to come out ahead on that deal.
Now, Turner and Garrett Reeves, Garrett used to be an intern of mine. He's very talented.
That's tonight.
Combo we'll get this evening live in the
lounge. Okay, I think it's a great idea. Houlihan's has music. They did the patio play when the weather was warmer. Now it's Live in the Lounge, Lizard.
Exactly.
Every time I say lounge, I say lizard. Live in the Lounge, and again, it's Turner and Garrett Reeves. Uh-huh. I don't know what kind of music. I'm sure it's not going to be...
Just kind of an acoustic combo.
I just love that. I think live music when you eat is fun. So Houlihan's doing that on Thursdays through November 8th, so why don't you go tonight? I had the Turkey Club. I've done that now twice in a row, trying to branch out and expand my horizons, because I usually do the steak salad, wedge steak salad over
shrimp
here.
Shrimp tacos is what my daughter Gabby always gets. She loves those.
Okay.
And I usually get the lettuce leaves with the Thai chicken that you put in there.
We need to expand our horizons on the menu, because there's a lot of good things. Yeah, I went Turkey Club two times in a row.
Okay.
So anyway,
well, it's away from the wedge steak salad.
Yeah, I'm branched out to now two. Mm-hmm. Houlihan's right there at 1st and St. Mary's, south of the State Farm Center in Champaign. Say hey to Sam. Haven't been over there this week. I usually am a Starbucks groupie.
I got
there.
A call from Sam when there was a bunch of Unity students getting their picture taken for homecoming there. You know, it's a great artistic style place to get as a backdrop,
yep.
and when you're having iffy weather and you're planning on going to the Japanese or gardens and all that.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was nice for him to keep in touch there.
Yeah. Okay. It's good because I know they do get some kids coming in there because that's good to be thought of first.
Exactly.
It's the premier property in the world.
Looks so good.
Okay. 728. We'll talk about that marijuana story. Anything else too this morning? Text in 359-2255. 359-CALL, that's our text and our call-in. We'll check with John Dybin on should marijuana, should pot, should hemp, all the other terms. Mary Jane, I don't know that all the
I mean, and hemp is not with THC. It's like a cotton kind of
well,
a
you
fiber.
You need hemp to start the whole thing. Don't you grow hemp to get marijuana?
Okay. Whenever we do this, we just sound so silly because we don't really know.
We'll talk about it with somebody
okay,
who does.
Okay, there we go.
The Washington Post has published a last column from a Saudi Arabian writer who's missing and presumed dead, Jamal Khashoggi.
In the column, Khashoggi warns that governments in the Middle East have been given free rein to silence the media. The article comes as President Trump will be briefed this morning by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo amid gruesome reports that Turkish officials have audio and video recordings proving Khashoggi was murdered inside the Saudi consulate. The president says he's waiting for the results of the investigation.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, Khashoggi had been living in Virginia. He was critical of the current Saudi regime. The top lawyer at the White House has resigned.
The president told the AP that Washington lawyer Pat Cipollone will replace Don McGahn as White House counsel. McGahn formally resigned yesterday. His departure is not a surprise. President Trump tweeted in August that he would be leaving after Justice Brett Kavanaugh was confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. This is Fox News.
A few texts in, repeal federal pot laws, leave it up to the states. And then the other one, Tim, do you want to get that one? Did you do your independent research?
Yeah. There are many fascinating documentaries that answer your questions, Stevie.
We'll find out what our guest thinks about making marijuana legal.
Right.
Do you know the impact of your three-digit number, your credit score, helps lenders decide their risk before giving you credit? Busey encourages a whole community to get smart about credit. One in three consumers do not know their credit score. With good credit, you can buy a home, purchase a car, start a business, get a job, even establish utility service. Busey provides following do's and don'ts of credit. Do read the fine print on the credit app. Do be wary of anyone who claims they can fix your credit and your credit report. Do pay at least the minimum due and contact your creditor if you have trouble making payments. Don't feel pressure to get a credit card. Don't ignore the warning signs of credit trouble. And don't share your credit card number. Ask Busey for a credit report consultation to improve your financial standing. You'll receive a copy of your credit report, a professional review of your credit history, and practical tips on how to raise your credit score. Get smart about credit with Busey. Utilize the financial education tools on Busey.com, or ask their experts. Call 800-67-BUSEY or visit any Busey location today. Okay.
Are we going to do Jamie Monticello?
Yeah, we are. Don't She's brought to you it. This morning by ABC Heating and Air. It's as easy as ABC to always be comfortable. That stands for ABC. Depend on their skilled, licensed, and experienced technicians at ABC Heating and Air Conditioning to help you with your residential and commercial needs. ABCHeatingandAC.com or 352-5400.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Authorities are investigating after two men were physically assaulted early Sunday morning near University in Goodwin. WCIA says the incident might have been tied to a verbal altercation that had just happened on a private bus. The victims were assaulted by a group of three to five men. The city of Champaign staff will coordinate and host America Recycles Day at Boneyard Creek. That's coming up Saturday, November 10th from 10 a.m. until noon. This year's community event will be geared toward cleaning up debris from near the Boneyard Creek. It'll be the first holiday season in a long time without Toys R Us, and Target is the latest retailer to make plans to fill some of that void. Target this week announced new plans to increase the square footage it gives to selling toys in stores and the variety of toys it sells. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Maniscalchi.
Here comes my best man speech. Madison, at first, I wasn't sure if you were right for the position. Were you going to punch his ticket to the playoffs or send him home packing?
Ever since he switched to DirecTV, he only talks in college football metaphors.
It's that 4K, that high-quality footage. It changes a man.
Were you a walk-on All-American or a one-trick play?
Quit cable. No one has more college football in 4K than DirecTV. More for your college football thing. That's our thing. Visit DirecTV.com for details. With entertainment package or higher, limited 4K programming available. 4K equipment required. Other conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. What criteria should we use to measure our worth? Many people talk about their education, wealth, or awards they have won. Society elevated these at the expense of old-fashioned values. Let's change that. Let's strive to avoid arrogance and substitute it with humility and confidence. Let's keep our word over keeping our money, as in do the right thing even if it costs you. Let's earn a master's degree in real values, kindness, bravery, honesty, and faithfulness to rebalance the scales with our academic degrees. Let's build strong inner character traits with self-discipline. Yes, it's time for us to rethink our priorities. Let's build rich inner lives marked by strong moral depth. At BPC and A&R Mechanical, we value success and performance, but never at the expense of you, the customer. Call BPC and A&R and let us serve you with care and distinction.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking good today. We've got plenty of sunshine, high near 60, 38-hour low with clear conditions tonight. Partly cloudy and a high 67 tomorrow, down to 46 in the evening. A chance of a shower popping up after 1 at 20%. Sunny and breezy on Saturday with a high 66, low 29. 60 on Sunday with sunshine. Right now we're at 33, ESPN 93.5.
All right, good to have Dr. John Diamond back on the show. John, how are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
He's down in somewhere sunny Florida. What is
That's
your...
true. I'm in West Palm right now.
And you're a PhD. Is that what you are?
I'm a doctor of health science.
MD?
No. Nope. It's actually DHS, doctor of health science.
Okay.
It's a very specialized degree for people who are already in healthcare.
And you're an addiction expert, specialist, all these great acronyms. You've been counseling, working with people for a very long time. We've had you on many, many
right.
times. Canada approves marijuana. I'm taking a left turn on you here. I know our topic was supposed to be something else, but we have people that are texting me and some real strong proponents of legalizing marijuana. John Diamond, addiction specialist, is it a good idea to legalize marijuana, in your opinion?
Yeah, I'll tell you, that as a scientist and a healthcare person, it's a bit of a red herring. So we've got to take a couple bits of information. First of all, whether a drug is legal or illegal has nothing to do with its safety or its risk. So it's really just a political process. So the reality is alcohol is probably the best analog for marijuana. They have a lot of similarities. And alcohol is completely legal. Marijuana is illegal. That has nothing to do with health. That has to do with politics. The key for me is I am less interested in whether things are legal or illegal than how that affects people's perception. And the problem is when they make marijuana legal from illegal, people tend to get this perception that it is us. See, even the government is saying that it's safe. And that is a false and dangerous perception. Every drug, whether it is aspirin, alcohol, cocaine, or pot, every drug has desired effects, things that people want to get from it, and then it has the undesired effects. Sometimes people call them side effects, and it has dangers and risks. So the biggest concern for me is as this happens, and I think it's going to happen, I think it's inevitable that we'll see more and more legalization. The biggest concern for me is that people get a false message and make false assumptions that it is a harmless or a safe drug, and that is not the case.
Is there any truth or scientific evidence to say if I do marijuana, I will then progress to other drugs?
There is some research that suggests that. But it's not just marijuana, right? So the best research says that if I smoke cigarettes, I am dramatically, statistically more likely to progress to other drugs. If I drink alcohol, and in fact, you know, so this cross addiction is a phenomenon that we see through many drugs. So yes, that is true of marijuana without a doubt, but also true of many other drugs. And the strongest correlation is if a person starts smoking cigarettes, they are more statistically more likely to use other drugs.
Ryan had texted in about the harms and wants more details on some of the side effects of marijuana.
So, you know, the risks, there are many risks, but one of the biggest things that we're seeing now, and I'm seeing in treatment, is that there are risks, psychological risks. So if people, especially if there is a predisposition of any kind towards any type of mental health disorders, especially of the psychotic or psychosis type, this, you know, smoking weed, just smoking marijuana alone can trigger mental disorders in people that are underlying or that they're predisposed to that they don't know about. Also, we know that, you know, the kind of the people used to say, well, marijuana, you know, kills your brain cells. And they would say that because it would seem that people would be less able to, you know, kind of less intelligent if they smoked enough. And it doesn't kill your brain cells. That's not true. But it is true that there is a correlation that chronic use of marijuana essentially decreases your brain's ability to function. So that old kind of stereotype is true. There is some validity to that.
I think there's quite a few athletes that smoke marijuana. And I think that, I don't know what it does for them.
Just trying to relax.
It takes the stress off.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to make your performance any better.
But I've heard it helps you. It hinders your ability to remember things.
Absolutely. We know that it hurts long and short-term memory. And there are some good studies with that. But one of the things that people have to realize is that one of the most significant risks, especially if you start using at a younger age, is the risk of addiction. There's an old kind of the old wise tale out there that marijuana is not addictive. And we've known for a long time that that's absolutely not true. People can develop the disease of addiction. You can become addicted to marijuana and then your likelihood at that point of going into other drugs as well and actually being in full blown addiction is much higher.
Interesting. Well, okay, we solved nothing, but we got some good information out there. Dr. John Dyben, Dyben. How do people find you?
Easiest thing is just go to originsrecovery.com.
And I'd be too much of a prude and a 1940s guy to say it's probably best to do alcohol in moderation and probably not smoke at all. Boy, that's prudish of me.
You know, the reality is that we've been saying better living through better chemistry for a long time, but what I see is the devastations of that. So, you know, the be smart, be honest with your healthcare providers, and don't take, you know, advice from everything you see on the internet. Actually make sure that whatever decisions you're making based on legitimate scientific information, because everybody out there is going to tell you can do anything you want and it's not going to harm you, or that you can't do anything or it'll kill you, and there's a balance. Use scientific information to inform yourself, not Facebook.
Always a pleasure, John. Thank you, my friend.
You bet. Thank you.
Dr. John Dyben.
Of course, the person who makes their money off calling a substance addictive will be against making the substance acceptable. He will lose customers.
As if he wants more addicts. There's plenty of them. You don't need marijuana to find customers.
So that was texted in, and you already hit the one about repeal federal pot laws and leave it up to the state.
Well, he said it's going to be legal. That's fine. I mean, whatever you want to do, people, if that's what you want. But again, you can't smoke and drive, and you can't drink and drive, right? Let's all agree on that.
Other way around, marijuana and no alcohol. It's not even a comparison, says Ryan.
Well, again, this is a learned PhD type, and perhaps Ryan is too, but you're going to have things. You can't just say, is smoking cigarettes good? No. Is smoking marijuana good? No.
No. You're putting stuff into your body.
You know, if you're going to do it, then just accept that it's probably not the best thing to do.
Right.
But it seems to be getting mainstream support.
It does.
I'm all for marijuana if you got cancer, if that's going to help you feel better. And you've got
to get appetite.
I'm okay with that if that's under use. But I don't, I'm just not a big, gosh, let's legalize a lot of things. And I know we're not, but there have been talk about legalizing all drugs and then dealing with the after effects. And there'll still be a black market for anything you do. Cheaper, harder, more effective, you know, all that, more dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
7:45, we'll check your sports coming up. Text in, what do you think? 359-2255?
Ah, that romantic first date.
I love animals.
Me too.
Really?
Yes, I really love chicken.
Chickens, okay, I like chickens too.
And sausage and hot dogs.
Oh, well, those aren't really animals.
And I love bacon.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, and brats?
Not an animal.
If you love fresh-cut meat, you need to stop into the U of I Meat Sales Room. Open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 5:30 and Fridays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. off Florida on Maryland Avenue in Urbana.
Oh, yeah, I like pork, too.
No, not an animal.
What would you call a toilet that cleans itself? Impossible? Magic? A pipe dream? At American Standard, we simply call it a Vormax toilet. Vormax flushing technology gets the bowl 2 times cleaner than standard bowls with just water and is available in a variety of styles and options. And listen up, plumbers. Now through November 30th, you can receive a $25 incentive on each Vormax toilet purchased. Enter code RADIO on MyVormax.com to learn more on rules and enrollment.
Envious of your friend's new iPhone? At Sprint by Wireless Revolution in Champaign and Urbana, you can switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone XS. What's more, you'll save monthly when upgrading or adding a new line with an eligible trade-in. Right now, get discount rate plans for those over age 55, active military, or veterans, and discounted rates when you bring your own device. Paired with the fastest average download speeds in Central Illinois, it's the whole package. Hurry to Sprint by Wireless Revolution at Marketplace or by Starbucks on Prospect in Champaign and at Philo in Florida in Urbana.
All right, we check our sports headlines. Diane Ducey, it is 7:47.
L.A. Dodgers beat Milwaukee 5-2 yesterday, and now the Dodgers are up 3-2 over the Brewers. They'll continue playing. Clayton Kershaw had a great outing, struck out 9. Jose Altuve and his homer, and was it interrupted by a fan, is really what's trending as far as Boston Red Sox beating the Houston Astros 8-6 yesterday, saying those couple of runs could have made a difference in the game.
Well, sure. It appears Boston's better, but it was quite a play. I think the rule is fan interference if the fans reach on the field of play is what I thought. And it didn't look to me like they did that. It just went to them. Mookie Betts, the right fielder for Boston, jumped crazy high to catch it. And it looks like he would have had not been for the fans trying to catch the ball. So there's that. They've kind of pushed his glove. But yeah, to get a home run called an out, well, if Mookie would have caught it, it's an out.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Tonight at 7 o'clock in Houston, we've got another game. It's do or die for the Astros then. 3-1 with Boston on top right now. NFL action has Denver at Arizona. Of course, our Illini are facing number 23 Wisconsin up in Madison. 11 a.m. kick on Saturday. On to the NHL. Montreal over the St. Louis Blues 3-2 yesterday. Blackhawks at Arizona at 7 o'clock tonight. On to the NBA, where the Pacers beat Memphis 111-83. The Bulls tonight against the 76ers in Philadelphia. We've also got our high school sports showcase coming up on Friday night. Mahomet Seymour hosting. JT Walker's loves that. Of course, that's their hometown with Justin on the call. Country financial agent Jesse DeHaan, I believe, lives in Mahomet. She works over at 1200 West Bloomington Road for your insurance needs. Also, college without a boatload of debt. Parkland College is a sponsor for our JT Walker's High School Sports Showcase. Tapman Towing, 328-2424. Prospect Bank, you can get Wade Franklin to help you out. With Equal Housing Lender Member FDIC, ABC Heating and Air, always be comfortable, 352-5400. Roof Doctors, caring for all your roofing needs. Carl Sports Medicine, offering the finest clinical treatment to prevent and recover from injury.
All right, 7:49. And I was wondering aloud whether the Bartman incident and the Cubs, had they had replay back then, would that have changed that? Because it was a Cubs fan interrupting a Cubs player, but it was still fan interference, or was it? You get into that. The ball goes out there. Fans try and catch balls. That's just been happening for a whole lot of years. But it was impactful last night. And the replay said, hey, Peter caught it. ESPN 93.5, check your weather next.
I'm Ramona Sullivan. I am running for circuit judge. I'm a lifelong resident of Central Illinois with degrees from the University of Illinois and 22 years of extensive legal experience with almost every issue that comes through the courthouse. I was found well qualified for this position by the Judicial Screening Committee and rated recommended for the position by a State Bar Association Judicial Advisory Poll. I'm also the only candidate who can help balance our bench. We need judges with diverse experiences because experience brings perspective. We have 14 circuit judges in our circuit, all from the same political party, all were appointed to the bench by other judges. Many of you have never had the chance to vote for a circuit judge in a contested general election because the deck is so stacked that people like me never run. I'm running now, giving you an opportunity to balance our bench. I have devoted my career to serving people who can't afford to hire private attorneys and improving access to justice. I understand and care about poverty issues from my work and from my life. I was widowed young and was a single parent with a very limited income for 10 years. I bring perspectives that we need on a bench. Please vote Ramona Sullivan.
Paid for by the committee to elect Ramona Sullivan.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's has the power tool brands pros count on every day. Come in now during DeWalt Days and get up to 35% off select DeWalt tools, like a DeWalt 20-volt cordless drill or a cordless impact driver, both with battery included, now $99 each. Plus, save time by ordering ahead online, and your order will be ready for pickup in-store. Stop by or visit lowesforpros.com for details. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 10/31. All supplies last. U.S. only.
CMI, CMIclean.com, worked for them for 3 hours, hardworking man. They were sure glad about noon when my time was up, and they said, you can leave now. Why don't you ask them about that sprayer I've been talking about, electrostatic sprayer that can kill all those flu germs wherever you work. Flu season is upon us. They have 46 years of experience and expertise in the janitorial supply company. Give them a call. Betsy and Brad Parks, 359-6262, online, cmiclean.com.
Up to 60 with the sunshine, down to around 38 this evening, up to 68 tomorrow, 20% chance of showers briefly early afternoon, and then clouds on Friday night with a low 46, 66 the high on Saturday, breezy, down to around 29 in the evening, and up to 60 on Sunday. What a nice looking forecast for us. Temperatures currently at 33 on ESPN 93.5.
Our friend Troy Lands, Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, saw another one of your trucks. Wave to you.
Good morning. Thank you for that. I'm always waving, smiling.
Always waving and smiling, and just always is kind of ageless because he looks ageless, just like
right.
You're in full furnace mode, aren't you?
Oh, I tell you what, the phone's been ringing off the hook. We've been getting to as many people as possible. When you go from 90 to 30 in less than a week's time, it just mm-hmm. gets crazy.
Yeah, because people don't really do those oil checks, kind of, so to speak, do they?
Right. No, I mean, why would you think of that? We got air conditioning running one day and furnace the next.
No, I know. I mean, Tuesday of the Illinois-Purdue homecoming game, we were sweating. Saturday, I had the full parka with the ski stuff, man. It was crazy.
Yeah, we're still thinking we have summer left, and maybe we'll get a fall, and then it goes straight to early winter.
Right.
So. But as Diane just said, it's going to warm up a little bit. We're going to have some nice days left. But, yeah, we're into the furnace checking mode and fixing ones that don't come on. Definitely.
Troy, I've been in a situation where some homes need upgraded, and I know that's expensive, but you've got some really good products. Is it Mitsubishi?
Yes, we have those Mitsubishi for like a room above a garage. If you have trouble heating, cooling that, or if you want to build a man cave in part of your garage, it's great for that. We've put them in basements. There's sunrooms. There's a lot of options for those, and they a lot of people think that those are cooling only, but they we have heat pump models we can install that do heating and cooling both. So it's the wave of the future.
Okay. All right. And you putting any of these humidifiers on furnace systems?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Especially with you have wood floors and a lot of antiques.
Yeah.
Things of that nature.
Puts moisture in the air, correct?
That's right. Keeps everything from shrinking up, and your woodworking gapping, and your static cling at night, and things of that nature. Bloody noses.
What about dry hands?
Dry hands. It definitely helps that as well.
All right. There you go, Stevie.
Slap that on there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Just go ahead. Okay. Then again, I can do it since I work for you, too.
That's there right. I was wondering if he's going to bring that hard, the working man sling back, or one and done.
Well, probably one and done. I think I actually perspired on a few of those. It was like, come on, man, what is this? Working? What's that mean? I did want to wear a tool belt, though, so appreciate you guys. You the man, Troy. How do people find you?
1-800-AIR-REPAIR or LandsInc.com.
Thank you, my friend.
Talk to you soon.
That's Troy Lands. Lands Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, locally owned.
LandsInc.com.
Good man. Okay. Top of the hour coming up. And then Rachel Sutherland will touch base with us. A whole lot of campaigning going on ahead of the elections, 2 weeks from Tuesday, but early season is upon us. You can vote pretty much any time.
Mm-hmm.
Win Illini basketball season tickets, ESPN 93.5. Ryan Dallas Real Estate Taste and Tour this Saturday, 11 to 1:30, at the Trails at Abbey Fields and Jacobs Landing. Between 11 and 1:30, you can register to win season basketball tickets.
How nice.
But you have to do it in those 2.5 hours.
So you're running around on Saturday. Over there on that end of town. You might as well come on by. It's over by Countryside School right off of Kirby and Staley.
Yeah. You drive Kirby, keep driving west.
Okay.
Somebody noted that those subdivisions are in the Mohammed Seymour School
That's
District.
Right.
It's true. It's just we're building west.
Also, keep in mind, Sunday 3 to 5 at the Ubbin Practice Facility. We have the women's basketball team, U of I Community Credit Union, and Champagne Moms putting together this free event. Trick or Treating with the Stars near 4th and St. Mary again Sunday from 3 to 8. Batman, Captain America, Black Panther, Wonder Woman also represented.
And then Tuesday, if you don't get to Ryan Dallas Real Estate Taste and Tour, we'll also be at the U of I Meat Sales Room registering people for the Illini season basketball tickets. That'll be 3:30 to 5:30 this coming Tuesday, the 23rd. Your Fox News will be coming up next. Rachel Sutherland joins us. Show will Sean Tuma. He's one of those geeky guys that knows everything and stuff that gets hacked. We're getting hackers more and more.
Yeah, we are.
You've got to do it better than 1234 password. More on that coming up.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point.